Cerulean Sins by Laurel K. Hamilton. To Jay, who says yes more than he says no, who never makes me feel like a freak, and who came up with the title for this book. Chapter 1. It was early September, a busy time of year for raising the dead. The pre-Halloween rush seemed to start earlier and earlier every year. Every animator at Animators, Inc. was booked solid. I was no exception. In fact, I'd been offered more work than even my ability to go without sleep could supply. Mr. Leo Harlan should have been grateful to get the appointment. He didn't look grateful. Truthfully, he didn't have the look of anything. Harlan was medium. Medium height, dark hair but not too dark. Skin neither pale nor too tan. Eyes brown, but an indistinguishable shade of brown. In fact, the most remarkable thing about Mr. Harlan was that there was nothing remarkable about him. Even his suit was dark, conservative, a businessman's outfit that had been in style for the last 20 years, and probably would still be in style 20 years down the road. His shirt was white. His tie neatly knotted. His not-too-big, not-too-small hands were well-groomed, but not manicured. His appearance told me so little that that in itself was interesting and vaguely disturbing. I took a sip from my coffee mug with the motto, "If you slip me decaf, I'll rip your head off." I'd brought it to work when our boss Bert had put decaf in the coffee maker without telling anyone, thinking we wouldn't notice. Half the office thought they had mono for a week, until we discovered Bert's dastardly plot. The coffee that our secretary, Mary, had gotten for Mr. Harlan sat on the edge of my desk. His mug was the one with the logo of Animators, Inc. on it. He'd taken a minute sip of the coffee when Mary had first handed it to him.